So there are three parts to the Avela as well, if you lose out of the Emo. In other words, there's the din of Shiva, that's the 7 days. You have the din of Shloshim. And then if you lost out of the Emo, there's the din of Yud Beis Chodesh, which is assumed that's out Kivud Avaim. So, in fact, so we know it goes from the Chomer to the Kal. Shiva is the most severe. Shloshim is a little less severe. Yud Beis Chodesh is even less. That's the famous explanation by the Rav, that the Rav pointed out that the 3 weeks have a status of Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days have a status of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av has a status of Shiva. So the question is, how come when it comes to real natural Shiva, when you lose your loved one, it goes from the more severe to the less severe? But when it comes to the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, it's the opposite. It gets stricter as we come closer. So the Rav explained, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that is what is called Avelis Chadash, Avelis Shoshana. Avelis Chadash is you lose a loved one. So obviously no one has to tell you how to feel. It hits you right in the heart, and hopefully time heals to a certain extent. And therefore, as time goes on, you move on. But when it comes to Avelis, we're talking about mourning on the destruction of the temple, what happened a long time ago, so it's very hard to, you can't just wake up and start crying over the Churban HaBayis. You can't even cry after 3 weeks of Avelis, but at least we got to try. So therefore, we have to get ourselves in the mode. So it's a marathon, not a sprint. You start have some prohibitions during the 3 weeks, haircuts, weddings, then you move to meeting one, and then eventually to Tisha B'Av. So that's the difference. But during regular Avelis, so there's Shiva and Shloshim, and for a parent, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. So the post can point out, what's the difference? Shiva is Nivul Maruba. It's a lot of, there's a lot of Nivul going on, as we'll explain. And Shloshim Nivul B'Miksas. And we'll see in Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Miyat Tanugim. So what are the differences? So we know that Nivul Maruba, in other words, Miyat Tanugim is you avoid the pleasures. Nivul is you're doing something Kumva Asa, you're doing things that, making you, that like you're a Nivul, like you're feeling the mourning, you're doing things to feel some distress. So, however, it's not mitzvah. We know there's a lachya by sukkah, mitzvah, patum, and asukkah. So mitzvah is a higher level. So if a person's in a lot of pain, so then we don't say, that doesn't include Shiva. In other words, that Rabbi Gamliel during Shiva took a shower. Why? Because he says, istinus. I'm an istinus. And many posts can assume today, people take showers every day. They're an istinus. So therefore, that's why there are many, there are those who take showers during Shiva because it's mutter, you're an istinus. So if you just, so it depends on you. If you just a Nivul Maruba by not taking a shower, then you can't take a shower. That's what Avelis is. But if it's more than that, it reaches the stage of Nivul to Mitzar, so then you're allowed to take a shower. And Shloshim, it's a lower level. Shloshim is, it's only a Nivul, but maybe you don't have to sit on the ground. You got to leave the house, the different things that you don't have to do on Shloshim that you have to do on Shiva. So that's the second level. And then the third level is, if it's a parent, Yud Beis Chodesh, but it's no tzar, it's Miyat Tanugim. It's just trying to minimize the general pleasures. And that's why you got to, for one, if you get married during Yud Beis Chodesh, that's not a tainug, it might be. But the point being is that's the way, you're getting back to normal life. So if a person wants to start a family, get married, so therefore they can. So, in fact, they discuss, there's a famous Zohar, that why do we say Kaddish? That the main reason of Kaddish is, for a child to be pulled to his parents from Gehenna. So, because it says, a person goes up to 12 months in Gehenna. So therefore, so the minig is to say Kaddish 11 months because that's Kibbutz Avayim. You're not going to want, my father's a Russia, my mother's a Russia. So therefore the minig is we only do an 11th month Kaddish in order to show like it's Kibbutz Avayim. I have to honor my parents. I can't, by me saying Kaddish 12 months, I'm saying like they're a Russia. So in fact, that's a, there's a discussion. So what about, so today, in not in, let's say, out-of-town communities where you have many non-observant people, and they come to shul, especially they come to say Kaddish for their parents, you know, that's one of the things people, you know, even though Judaism is into Kavod Achai more than Kavod Ames, but many people, the Judaism revolves around Kavod Ames. Go burials, Yisker, Kaddish, etc. So some people, that's just the way it is. It's better than nothing. So they come ahead and they don't come to shul ever, but during, again, the different madrigas. Some people just come for Shiva. Some don't come at all, but some come for Shoshim. Some actually come the whole time. That's Kibbutz Avayim. They're very big on Kibbutz Avayim. So the shaila is, so what happens then, so they don't know, so they're assuming they're saying Kaddish for 12 months because they know the mourning goes for 12 months. So, number one is, there's some people who, like, if you don't say anything to them, they'll say Kaddish for 12 months. And then there are others, so the question is, should you tell them that the minig is only for 11 months? Why wouldn't you? But that's the minig, that's Kibbutz Avayim. On the other hand, the shaila is, because Chazal are assuming that the person, what does it mean after 11 months? 11 months, you'll come to davening, you come to shul, and then you just won't say Kaddish. However, perhaps if the choice is, if after 11 months, I'm not going to daven, I'm not going to come to shul, I'm not going to keep anything, so maybe it's bigger Kibbutz Avayim, because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason, maybe it's a bigger Kibbutz Avayim to have them come and say Kaddish. So that's a discussion, but as well, Rav Shakta points out that's only if a son is saying Kaddish. Let's say you only have daughters and they're getting a third party to go. So what's the reason why you only do 11 months out? It's Kibbutz Avayim. How could, if it's Kibbutz Avayim, how could you indicate like your parents are Russia? But if I'm not if you're a third party, you don't have a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. So Pasha sees things, then you should say Kaddish for 12 months. So that's the Dominicans for 11 months. Under certain scenarios, perhaps, one can say Kaddish for a nifter, even for the 12-month period.